Good afternoon, Daniel.
Thank you very much for your time. Well, the acting Premier James Molino on Wednesday said that, you know, barring a disaster, pretty much regional areas were going to be out of the lockdown from 11:59 last night. Now, I must admit, I got up at midnight and didn't do much, really, to be honest. I was going to go out and party, but then I thought, no, I'll just go back to bed because, you know, what else do you do at midnight? But it got me thinking about, obviously, what's open now from a City of Greater Bendigo perspective and whether you know other municipalities are opening stuff over the weekend.
Yes. Well, we certainly welcome that easing of restrictions. I can tell you, regional Victoria certainly has been looking forward to that good news, and meaning that, you know, we don't have the five reasons for leaving home only, and we can move around the rest of the state, basically excluding Greater Melbourne. So that's been a welcome change, as has been the change for our hospitality industry. To again be able to have seated patrons to, you know, 50 in a venue.
Yeah.
And these things are always, you know, it's a not a half measure, but it's a step towards returning to the normal service. So it at least enables them to claw back some of the revenue that they've lost in the previous week. So, yes, there has been some welcome change.
So what has been the feedback from you know, shop owners? Obviously, they're happy to be open because they did close for a while. You know, maybe they've done takeaway and that. Are they obviously happy with the numbers that are being presented by the government to say, hey, you're allowed to open, but you've got to do that 4 square metre rule as well?
Yeah, it is a slow change. And of course, there will be some frustration with that. But really, I think in order to get on top of this, this is the cautious approach we need to keep the community safe. So, you know, when you think about the changes to the checking in, you know, really, we know that people need to use the QR codes, and now it's mandatory. I personally think that's a welcome change.
Yep.
And then I understand that it creates, particularly now, just in this next week only, the checking of IDs to make sure that people weren't coming out of Melbourne. That is another layer which is people are gearing up for, but certainly if you are a young staff member, you may or may not feel comfortable or confident to push people for ID if they aren't. You know, cooperative.
Yep.
But I think let's just get on with this and be patient, be kind with staff. You know, we really want people to enjoy their experiences in our retail and restaurants and other businesses. So they've had a lot of stress, and we want our businesses to flourish. So we've all got a role to play in making that work well.
Yeah, the Qantas flight situation, has that continued? Because I know last time we spoke, of course, we were all excited that it was the two services a day, and then all of a sudden there's been cancellations because of Bendigo being a Tier 1 and Tier 2 site. Is there any talk that those services might come back over the next couple of weeks if they're not back already?
Yes, I've only heard sort of anecdotal. There's been, obviously, it's a day-by-day, has been day-by-day situation, and I think their decisions are guided entirely by the numbers going both ways. So as things progressively lift, they should be getting back to normal. But I know there's a flight scheduled for Monday, for example, but there may be others, and I'm not aware. But the objective is to gradually ease back to normal, and obviously there's a business decision based on the numbers.
Mm. Yep. And just finally, Mayor, obviously a lot of people are stressing out because of rate payments that are due if they're paid in instalments. I believe it's due on Monday. If the deadline's already passed, please forgive me. But is there any extensions that might be able to be offered for those who you know might be able to you know pay it next week or something like that? Or if they are having some financial troubles, how can they get in touch?
Well, certainly those that extension has been extended once more, which is good news, to Monday the 21st of June.
Yeah.
And as I think I might have mentioned previously, you know, they can be paid online or in person at a Bendigo Bank or Australia Post branch. But we do have a hardship policy, and so for people who are struggling, we really encourage them to contact us. And, you know, there's deferrals and payment plans and a range of things that can be negotiated. So please do make contact if there's any issue. And we understand those situations, and we do have, you know, very extenuating circumstances currently. So I'm sure that people will have a sympathetic ear if they make contact. The customer service centres will reopen on the 15th of June.
Yep.
However, you can still make email requests contact via the website or ring the phone number 5434 6000.
We'll have all the details up on our website. And I guess, finally, Mayor, I, from your perspective, I know you've done a lot of media this week, and I guess maybe over the weekend, a chance to put your feet up and relax, maybe?
Well, I'd like to get some things planted in the veggie garden, I can take that.
I'm sure that'll be a whole lot of fun. Hey, Mayor, really do appreciate your time this afternoon. I know it's been a busy week for you, and, yeah, really do appreciate your time, and stay safe.
Thanks very much, Daniel. See you next time. Bye.